Hello, welcome to the Horror Talk. Today we are going to talk about the unsolved murder of Elizabeth Short, more commonly known as the Black Dahlia. Today I'm joined by my friends Ben, Colton, Destiny, and Hope. Warning, this will contain gruesome details of horrific murder.
On January 15, 1947, a woman walking her 2-year-old daughter came across what she thought was a mutilated mannequin. As she grew closer, she saw that it was the dismembered body of Elizabeth Short. The body had been cut in half the waist, face slashed from ear to ear, and a spine-chilling Glasgow smile. Her limbs were severed from her body. The body had also been drained of blood and scrubbed clean. Elizabeth has severe slashes on her breast, almost censoring her from the public. Her thighs also had been horrifically cut as well. The murderer had also positioned Elizabeth's body to have her legs 10 inches away from her and her arms posed at right angles. The murderer's dedication to the process of this murder is chilling. How did the name Black Dahlia come to be anyway? Well, the staff at an old drugstore, Beach Shop, began referring to her as the Black Dahlia. This was a play on words from the film The Blue Dahlia. This spooky murder is one of the oldest cold cases in Los Angeles history.
A police department proceeded with a deep and lengthy investigation into Elizabeth Short's death. After sifting through a list of hundreds of suspects, many false reports and witnesses, in several false murder confessions, the police struggled to make progress in the murder case. During the initial investigation, the police received 60 confessions to the murder, most men. Because the police received so many confessions, it was difficult to narrow down suspects.
On January 23, 1947, the examiner received a call from a man claiming to be Elizabeth Short's killer. He said that he didn't like the way the murder was being told in the papers. He mailed some of Elizabeth's belongings to the examiner. The belongings included Elizabeth's birth certificate and business cards. They found Elizabeth's handbag and shoe in a trash can the next day. Later, the police received a letter that read, "I will give up the Dahlia killing if I get 10 years. Don't try and find me." The police tried to use the letters to help them find the killer, but it was to no avail. The only lead they got was from the letters and possessions was a name on the business card. It was Mark Hansen, but he is no longer a suspect.
The police finally narrowed down the suspects to three: Leslie Dillon, Ed Burns, and George Hutton. Leslie Dillon was 27, so it seemed. It was the usual, and he came down to be a writer. Leslie Dillon never confessed to the crime. In fact, he said that his friend Jeff Connors had killed Elizabeth Short. But as the police investigated, they came to realize that Jeff Connors wasn't a real person. This led the police to believe that he himself committed the murder. An author named Ed Burns as a possible suspect in his book. The author said that Ed Burns was the unidentified man with Elizabeth in pictures. The author stated that Elizabeth and Ed were dating, but they're not for sure. But that Ed Burns went crazy because Elizabeth wouldn't stop talking about another murder, so he did the same to her. The final suspect was George Hoddle. Since he was a suspect, the police placed microphones in his house. They heard Hoddle say, supposing that he did kill the Black Dahlia, they couldn't prove it now. They can't talk to his secretary anymore because she's dead. Dorothy Hoddle, George's wife, said that George stated, "We'll never be able to prove I did that murder."
Additionally, guys, this podcast is sponsored by Mercedes-Benz. Use that fast car to escape the crime scene. Trust me, guys, they will never catch you. With the new 2020 Mercedes-Benz with the V8 engine, you are guaranteed to put some time in between you and the law. Along with that, a top speed of 250 miles per hour, you are never going to be caught. Mercedes-Benz, the best or nothing.
Thank you for listening to the Horror Talk. I hope you can sleep well tonight knowing that all over the world, killers still walk free.